How long have you been a resident of Plaquemines Parish?
I was born in South Plaquemines Parish 52 years ago, and today I'm still residing in Plaquemines Parish.
So it's long enough to see any significant changes within the bayous and marshes over the years?
Yes, there have been significant changes in my lifetime in Plaquemines Parish. I remember when I was a child, we had the marshlands were plentiful, and the banks of the natural canals actually had trees growing on them. But today in time, that the banks got washed away, and the marsh started residing, and now it's pretty much open water.
What do you think caused all these significant changes?
Well, actually, I can name probably about five causes that changed the marsh in the wetlands down there in South Plaquemines Parish. One of the, I guess number one is the oil and gas industries. When they started first exploring down there, drilling oil wells, they couldn't get to some of the locations that they had picked out, so they had to dredge and dig the marsh up and actually dig canals to get to these locations to start drilling these wells. And another thing, after the oil field was developed down there, they had to have means of getting the product to refineries and also to gas plants. So they had to dig through the marsh and lay pipelines. So that was a big distributor to a lot of deterioration of the marsh. The second, a lot of people don't realize, is the actual commercial fishermen themselves. They made changes also in the way they fished, especially in the shrimping industry. I remember in the late 70s and the early 80s, they modified their boats. They put tunnels in their boats. That way the propellers can insert into the boat some, and they can get in shallow water. By them getting in shallow water, they disturb the marsh, the bottoms, and the shallow bays and shallow canals. And by doing it, they deepened it and then started breaking off some of the marshland. And also with these, the new skimmers that they come out with to that was attached to the boat with the trawls, they got so close to the land, the marshland, that they actually started breaking pieces of marsh off. And probably the third would be the state used to have control of a lot of the marshland, and then they started putting the land out for lease, and a lot of the local residents down there was leasing up the land to bed oysters. And by doing so, as soon as the water got deep enough for them to start harvesting oysters, they did so, and that also deteriorated some of the marshland. I think if the state would have kept a lot of that land within their authority, they wouldn't have had all that going on. And the fourth, I remember when I was a child, we used to go hunting for fur, hunting and trapping furs. The rodents ate a lot of the marshland. They're vegetarian, so they eat the roots, you know. And as of today, the state is actually paying people to go out shooting nutrients and give them $5 on the tail return of the nutrients. So that'd be none. Now the hurricanes, yes, they do play a big factor on destroying the marshland, but I'm thinking it's more of the human, the people itself that does most of the damage to them.